outward reformation is not the same as inward regeneration. A lot of people clean up their lives, maybe for a little while, but their nature, their heart, has never been changed. And oftentimes they go back to living the same way that they were living before. Many people try Christianity. They maybe go to church for a while. They maybe start cleaning up their lifestyle a little bit. They give up some of their habits for a little while. But inwardly, there's never been that experience of the new birth. They've never become a new creature in Christ. And what often happens is that after a little period of time, they go back to living the way that they were living before. And God's servant Peter, the great apostle, speaks about this in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 20 to the end of the chapter. Let me just read these verses for you this afternoon. If, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after that they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Self-explanatory verses. Peter speaking about those who have heard the gospel, they have heard about the Lord Jesus Christ, have been presented with the law of God, they know the implications of what it means to live the Christian life, they understand something of judgment, and so outwardly they make a stab, if you like, at living the Christian life. And then they get tired of it and they go back to the world, they go back to their sin, and they show that they've never had a real change of heart. It's just been an outward reformation rather than inward regeneration. And they go back to their old life, back to their old sins. They become entangled again therein. The Bible says that their latter end will be even worse for such. These are very solemn things. And we've all heard the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son went into the far country, but he was never content there. Whenever he was down feeding the swine, he was never happy. He was never content, the prodigal son. But here Peter tells the story, if you like, of the prodigal sow. The sow that is washed, cleansed outwardly. But in that new state of cleanness and cleanliness, it's never really at home. It wants to get back to the mire. And it's just outward reformation. And I suppose the same truths filters through into the lives of many today. Outward reformation. Not content, not really happy in the Church of Christ. Not really content reading the Bible. Not really content living for God, because the heart has never been changed. And give a half a chance, they'd be back again into the world and into their sin. So the Word of God is challenging us here about having just a mere profession of faith, just reforming the outward life for a season, for a period of time, but never really changed inwardly. Jesus Christ said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now these sows here, they look nice and clean. They've been washed. They're here in the concrete. But given half a chance, they would love to be wallowing in the mire. Maybe that's you today. And you're putting up the outward form of religion. You profess to be a Christian, but there's no real joy in your heart, no real fruit of the Spirit. And given an opportunity, if it wasn't for pride or to see a face, you would be in your sin. I wonder today, have you really been born again? So important to think about these things. Outward reformation is not the same as inward regeneration. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And I wonder, have you got real new life in Christ? Do you love the Saviour? Do you love the things of God? Do you love truth? Do you love righteousness? Do you love the Word of God? Do you love prayer? Do you love God's house? Do you love God's people? Are you longing for heaven and home? Or are you tied and bound to this world and really living, I suppose, a miserable life, and you've just enough religion to make you miserable? You need to be born again. I trust today that you'll think about these things, examine yourself, examine your heart, and may God bless you, may God encourage you, and may you really see just the loveliness of Christ today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you hopefully next time.